The Drunken Peasants Podcast.
You got to get a weed in. No!
Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on you, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective. Here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 569.
Suck it!
And joining us today, once again, we have Reactor. Welcome back.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
We also have Dusty the Cockatiel, one of our biggest supporters of the show, Dusty the Cockatiel.
Definitely the biggest bird supporter.
Yes. Is there another bird supporter?
I believe Frankie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Coco Beware's bird.
There's a few birds out there that I've seen.
But, that's very correct.
But this Dusty bird, that's the beautiful one.
Yeah.
I love how we pander to a fucking cockatiel on here.
He's a beautiful bird. I don't know what else to say about it.
He's a beautiful bird.
So anything new you've been up to, Reactor? Anything new and fun and exciting?
Not really. I just posted a video where I predicted the Powerball numbers.
Oh, shit.
And once I won, they told me it didn't count because I predicted it.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
Man, I would be heartbroken if I were you.
Yeah. Well, I already won. I won like 6 months ago.
Okay.
But I wasted all the money. So
what did you use it all again?
I can't really say.
Oh. Yeah.
Just kind of wasted it.
You want to keep those private islands private.
Yeah.
All right.
But Dusty the Cockatiel, what the fuck are you doing with your life?
He doesn't talk.
Oh shit.
Yeah, oh. Dusty doesn't talk.
Oh.
Dusty makes like bird noises from time to time, but Dusty does not have the ability of speech at this time.
What a diva.
Yeah. Yeah, quick announcement though. Two quick announcements. Tomorrow is our Patreon private show. If you want to catch it live, sign up now for Patreon. Become a $5 or higher patron or subscribe star. And the length of that show will be determined by what, the overall dollar amount on Patreon will be. And we're already at the 5 hour show mark.
Are you fucking serious?
Hold on. Let me see.
We got it. This is the last time we're doing this month. I swear to fucking God. Why are we doing two shows a month and they're going to be like 5 hours long? This is like ridiculous. I don't like this at all.
Everything must go.
They literally go. Like I'll be there for like 3 of the hours probably.
Oh, actually it's at 4. It's at 4 hours.
Christ. Actually.
Yeah. If we gain like $250 more dollars, it'll go up to 5. So, yeah. That's where we are right now. And no, it's not going to be Chris Chan, guys. No. We're done with Chris Chan for now. We've covered everything that there is to cover. No, I guess you could cover a lot more, but no, I need a break from Chris Chan. The other announcement is if you're using the Brave browser, which you should be, you definitely have your bats. So check it out. Click on the triangle, click on send a tip, and then send us your bats. I have 5.2 bats right now. So however much you have, you can just click on it and send it to us.
Send your bats.
It helps out a lot. And you're just going to keep accruing bats throughout the month to send to us. By watching the ads that pop up here and there. And it has been working. I've been using it a lot.
Yeah, Brave Browser works really well.
It does. Yes. Absolutely. Well, I guess we'll try a troll or not a troll. We'll see how this works. All right. This video is called Fruit Cocktail Jesus.
All right, folks. Fruit cocktail equals Jesus. This is the first time in my life I knew cocktail equals Jesus and I knew fruit equals Jesus, but I never actually had fruit cocktail with that. And then great value equals love. Father in the center. So there you go. There's a revelation. Fruit cocktail. Jesus, Jesus. Great I am. Great I am. Done. And this is the best fruit cocktail I've ever had in a can. I kid you not. Great value equals love, Father. So the bookends of great and the bookends of value are half love, half love. And the rest in center equals Father. And
is he crazy? I'm not drawing the correlation here.
Is there an algorithm that he uses?
I know.
Yeah.
Figure out?
Is this the YouTube algorithm that fucks all my videos?
Exactly. That's it.
Not a great value.
They go Billy the Fridge plus Billy the Fridge equals Satan. Demonetized.
I feel like I'd get more views if I was Satan.
And the Hall of Maybe. Fame equals Love Father as well. But that's a glaring one. That fruit cocktail is Jesus, Jesus. And I've loved this stuff my whole life. But this is an incredible... it's just perfect. Like, they did such a good job. You get this, you put this in your fridge and have it chilled, as I'm doing. And it's honestly delicious. It's a fantastic fruit cocktail. So there you go. More Gematria revelations from the Lord. Remember, spinach parallels father. Spinach equals fatherage. How I say it there, but this...
Why are his shoes on his kitchen counter?
Yeah. Dude's fucking batshit crazy.
He's trolling. No, he's trolling.
You think he is?
The shoe is a...
The shoe.
It's the shoe, right?
Like the other shoe dropped literally on the counter.
The shoe is a nod. It's a troll. It's a troll.
You think a troll?
The shoe's there, man.
The trolls have it.
It's always the shoe.
You wait for the other shoe to drop, and when it drops on the kitchen counter, you know for sure it was a troll.
It's a whole fucking shoe on head. Shoe on head.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all a troll, man. It's all a fucking troll.
Shoe on head.
It's all a troll.
So we do have a few. You know what? I've decided I just don't even cover the Trump fucking Mueller shit like at all. Like I'm just so done with it. I'm so fucking tired of it. And that's why our news segments are shorter now. I'm just not doing Trump for a while. Unless something actually happens, like they're taking him to court to try to remove him from office. Then I'll talk about that.
Yeah, of course.
But otherwise, fuck it. I don't care.
Of course you stop right when the report comes out and proves him completely innocent, Ben. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I saw the other day they were saying, he may have lost more money than any other private citizen.
Well, yeah, the trending tag on Twitter was billion-dollar loser.
They're saying in the 80s and 90s he lost, like, a ton of money. Like, in his business. I don't know. I don't care. So that's all I'm going to say about it.
Spending put him in position to control the country.
Maybe he was donating it.
Yeah.
He's a philanthropist.
He donates to all those strippers and prostitutes.
Yeah, he donates sperm to them.
Does he?
He's a sperm donor. Well, in some way, shape, or form.
If I was a rich man, I would not let the sperm out of my body. I would go tantric and just hold it. I wouldn't want any little Trump babies running around because his kids look like him. There's no denying if he knocks
even
up a
Ivanka?
Stripper. Yeah, it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger when he knocked up his house keeper.
Yeah.
The little kid came out looking like a fucking militant commando motherfucker, buff as shit. Looked like Conan the Barbarian.
But he looks like the Puerto Rican Arnold Schwarzenegger, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, the same thing would happen with
Trump. He does look a lot like him, only without the steroids. Like, he's not as big as his dad was.
Trump knocked up Stormy Daniels, that child would come
out. Would have giant implants at birth.
It'd have huge implant tits, but then it would have the fucking comb over and the Trump face.
That'd be funny if boob jobs were, like, genetic.
Hereditary?
Yeah. That'd be so weird. So, yeah, here's the news. The Trump free news.
It got me so humiliated.
People are discriminating against wolves.
Wow. They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
So, the guy who started Facebook with Mark Zuckerberg said today that Facebook needs to be broken up. Like, Instagram needs to be its own company, and that Mark Zuckerberg has way too much power and influence over the way the world works today. So, here's a little bit of that.
Do you think Facebook is dangerous? I do.
Facebook founder Chris Hughes slamming the company he helped build.
The reason that I'm speaking out is because I think Facebook has become too big, too powerful.
Who are you gonna send it to?
As depicted in the movie The Social Network, Hughes was a student at Harvard when he met Mark Zuckerberg as a freshman and then shared a dorm room with him. Zuckerberg was user number 4 on Facebook. Hughes was number 5.
Why? Zuckerberg looks
like
Data.
Who are the first three? Yeah, he does kind of look like Brent Spiner. Friends. Yeah, what the fuck?
He is the AI. And look, at Thanos just snapped his ass away. What the fuck?
He's disappearing.
This is weird.
But who were the first three users on Facebook? I don't remember that.
The Winklevoss twins.
Oh, yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
Those twins. Oh, okay.
Played by Armie Hammer.
Created, right?
He helped develop the now famous news feed on Facebook, made half a billion.
Everyone hated the news feed when it first came out. They were like, I want the wall to stay. Remember that? Because Facebook used to have a wall before it had a timeline, right?
I assume.
Yeah, yeah.
$1 billion left Facebook in 2007 and sold his shares 5 years later. This morning, in a scathing op-ed in the New York Times, Hughes says Facebook, worth $500 billion, is a monopoly that must be stopped. Facebook should be separated into multiple companies, Hughes writes. He calls on the Federal Trade Commission to undo Facebook's acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp and ban Facebook from buying other companies for several years. Hughes also wants a new government agency empowered by Congress to regulate Facebook and other tech companies and protect user privacy. Some of the strongest language in the op-ed he saves for Zuckerberg. Mark's power is unprecedented and un-American.
Whoa.
Ooh. Isn't unprecedented power totally an American thing?
I don't know. I mean, we used to have people that ran, like whoever ran the newspapers controlled the narrative of whatever, you know, distribution area they were in.
Yeah.
So it's always kind of been that way.
Like the gay mafia controls Hollywood. We love unprecedented power here in America. We give it to fucking Zuckerberg. He can have it.
Just you suck his burg.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
I don't disagree with this guy, but he sold his shares in 2012, so it is kind of obvious he's bitter. Right?
Yeah. I'm not really sure. Is the price of their stock way, way higher than it was back in 2012?
Of course, yeah.
Even with all the government intervention and stuff that's happening now?
Yeah.
You'd think that would have hurt them.
They have way more power now. They control the narrative. They do whatever they want.
They're trying to absolve themselves from liability, too, of anything that happens on their platform. You know, that's something that they're trying to integrate into their new terms of service. And
Yeah. All the platforms do that, though, because you can't be responsible for every single fucking person that uses your platform. If you were, your platform wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
Because you're always going to have people that abuse. And if you're liable, then you have to do everything you can not to let it happen, but people are ahead of the curve all the time. That's what hackers are about. They find the point of exploit and they exploit it.
He writes, questioning his unilateral control over speech, there is no precedent for his ability to monitor, organize, and even censor the conversations of 2 billion people.
He is extremely powerful because he has no boss, because there's no regulatory agency.
This guy looks like Tig Notaro and Mr. Repsion.
Zuckerberg has surrounded himself with a team.
He doesn't know power.
The Discord. Ben and I are a week apart. I turned 22 on Tuesday. Cheers. Ooh. And happy belated birthday, Ben Pye.
Ooh.
22. Damn. That's like way younger than me. Good for you. You're way younger than I am.
I turned a 22-year-old last week.
Fuck you.
Congrats.
Yeah. Thank you, by the way, though. Yeah, and we're getting even more closer to our goal. I'm confident we'll reach the goal by the end of the week.
Reinforces his beliefs instead of challenging them. On Capitol Hill last year, Zuckerberg promised changes. Last month, he wrote about building a privacy-focused messaging and social networking platform.
It will take some time to work through all the changes.
And I said social networking is the antithesis of privacy. It's you publicly giving out all this information about yourself. And some people take it so far as to like let everyone know what they're doing at every moment of the day. You know?
Hey, But did you hear that they also have profiles on people who don't have Facebook accounts?
Really?
So yeah, like when you install the app and it asks to look at your contacts, it makes a profile for your contacts.
Oh my God.
You know? So it's like they're waiting and keeping notes on everyone that they can. They're like reaching past the users, you know? It's a little weird.
So do you have like a shadow network of people that you're connected to that Facebook sees that aren't on Facebook, but they still know they're all connected to you and they share that?
Yeah.
That data with other people that they might be connected to within your shadow network, so they know how you might be connected to these other people through the shadow network. Yeah. Interesting.
So, like, if both of you two know somebody that has a phone number, you share your contacts, yeah, they know that phone number is for Dave or whoever, and then they'll make a profile for Dave and then keep track of who else has them in their contacts.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's...
That's fucking ridiculous. That's crazy.
We need to make across the company. But I'm committed to getting this right.
They're going
to
be like, why does Billy have all these trans prostitutes as shadow friends?
Protecting people's information.
But Hughes says it's like deja vu. Every time Facebook messes up, we repeat an exhausting pattern. First outrage, then disappointment, and finally resignation.
Yeah, so shit. I guess we'll keep an eye on that and see what happens. I never thought Facebook would be kind of in the position it is now, one with, you know, the government stepping in and trying to meddle in whatever they're doing there, but also people who used to be part of the upper echelons there are now saying it needs to be broken up.
Oh, yeah. I think if you were a part of it and you're no longer a part of it, you might as well speak out against it. Like, everybody knows Facebook.
I don't even use it. Messenger is the only thing worthwhile.
Whether or not you
on
use
Facebook
it,
even at all.
Like, Facebook already knows about you because you're on my contact list. So they know you're my shadow friend, Ben.
Oh, okay.
You're in the shadow realm.
Here's another story that I saw that I was like, wow, this is huge. Yesterday, by a narrow margin of under 2,000 votes, the city of Denver decriminalized psychedelic mushrooms.
Ooh.
Now we have a landmark decision in Denver. Voters electing to make the city the first in the nation to effectively decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms. Whit Johnson is here with those details. Good morning, Whit.
Robin, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. We should say right off the bat that this does not mean people in Denver will be able to walk into a store and buy so-called magic mushrooms. Buying, selling, or possessing psychedelic mushrooms is still technically illegal.
Technically.
But the initiative makes enforcing the law the lowest priority for police, effectively decriminalizing them. Now, supporters point to emerging
How the fuck are you supposed to get them then? They don't just grow on trees.
They don't just grow on shit.
I didn't know, I didn't know that they grew wild out here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is not... Yes.
They used to grow on my grandmama's front lawn and all the little fucking hippies.
Like the psilocybin mushrooms.
Yeah. They'd come and pick at her fucking garden and get high on her front porch.
That's crazy.
Research touting the medical benefits of mushrooms, saying they can be effective in treating depression and other mental health.
You can buy grow kits too.
Yeah, they're
so funny. Like, you can buy the
spores. As long as you don't grow them.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't grow them. That's against the law, but you can buy the grow kits using our Amazon link below.
You know, you might just want to own the kit. You know, maybe it's something you wanted as a grow kit, but of course you don't want to use it.
You don't want to do anything illegal with it, but you can grow some nice culinary mushrooms. Something you can cook with.
Health issues. Last year, the FDA seemed to agree, giving it a special designation to speed up the testing process. Critics, though, say not enough research has been done on the long-term effects. The vote, though, extremely close. The margin was fewer than just 2,000 votes.
Denver proving to be at the forefront when it comes to situations like this.
Absolutely. We've seen them ahead of...
the forefront.
I find it hard to believe that there hasn't been long-term research. I don't know. People have been eating these things forever.
Yeah, but nobody's actually got to the other side of the mushroom realm.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even really get that fucked up on mushrooms. Like, you don't feel... I've never taken so many mushrooms that I didn't remember who I was or it's not like DMT where it's like you get taken to another...
Have you seen the movie Annihilation?
Annihilation, no.
It's got Natalie Portman in it.
Yeah.
I kind of want to take... I've never taken mushrooms before, but I kind of want to take mushrooms and watch that movie because I feel like it would fuck my whole life up. Like, I'd come out just... I'd be
I think you're giving it a little too much credit. Mushrooms are usually pretty mellow. Yeah.
This movie is unless crazy,
you eat,
dude.
Like way too many. I mean, you can eat too many, but then, you know, more than likely you'd probably just get sick and throw up if you ate too many.
Not if you were watching Annihilation. I need some scientists
How do you know?
If some scientists out there right now need to imbibe some legal alternative to mushrooms and watch Annihilation and see if you come back from it.
I think you can.
I don't know. Yeah, you haven't seen Annihilation. You're talking about your ass, Ben.
No, I haven't seen
it. Wait, so, Billy, you've never tried mushrooms?
No, I'm afraid to.
Yeah.
I suck at weed, dude. I know, everybody says don't try too many, but then, like, what if I don't take
mushrooms,
enough?
And then I take mushrooms more, definitely do not feel like weed. It's a totally different
I'm saying, though, I suck at weed, so imagine what would happen if I tried mushrooms and sucked at it.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah, I shouldn't have anything in my body at all.
Whatever.
I can't even eat pizza now. Fuck my life.
Mushrooms are keto?
Mushrooms are keto.
Yeah.
But magic isn't.
Magic the Gathering?
No, magic mushrooms. Oh. The magic isn't keto.
Yes, it is.
Bullshit.
It's perfectly keto. Zero calories.
Bullshit.
No carbs.
Zero carbs.
Yeah.
See what happens. See what happens when I'm on mushrooms. I just start sucking down loaves of bread like they were fucking
horse
pies.
You were going to say something else at first there. I'm like, whoa.
Whole loaves of white bread. Throated. Deep throated. Because I'm high.
I eat a lot.
You don't think?
No.
No. Mushrooms, like, take away your... Mushrooms kind of like take away your appetite.
Should I microdose hungry. Like Steve Jobs?
Yeah.
Just
microdose is the safest way to do it. Yeah. Take like a couple, wait an hour, see how you feel. If you don't feel anything, take a couple more. It's like that.
This movement back in 2005, decriminalizing the use of marijuana. Then in 2012, the state of Colorado legalizing marijuana for recreational use. But opponents of this new initiative fear that Denver could become sort of a testing ground for legal drugs. So a lot of strong opinions.
Well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with testing to see if it's safe to be legal? I don't understand. It's not any safer with prohibition, is it? I don't know. Prohibition just seems to funnel money to organized crime.
Or prisons.
Yeah.
Well, even decriminalization is going to be funneling money, right, to the organized
crime? It's a step in the right direction. They're making it the lowest possible priority of law enforcement.
The criminalization funds money into the local law enforcement, right? Because people get arrested and they have to pay for all their...
Yeah, sure.
Bullshit, and that's the crime rate. And
then, it goes to certain places.
Yeah, so the city's getting rid of some of their mushroom head drug user revenue right now. They have to fill that in somewhere else.
On both sides. Some might say that is true. And there are other states as well. Oregon and California considering doing something similar in the future. So not just Colorado.
That's right. Thank
you. Yay.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. Yeah. If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and watch live event coverage, click on the right over here to subscribe to our channel. And don't forget to download the ABC News app for breaking news alerts.
Thank you, George Stephanopoulos, for telling us that. We really needed to watch
him. I'm glad,
you click to the right now, Ben?
I'm glad.
You can click to the right?
I am.
Let's click to the right now.
Yeah, to George Stephanopoulos.
Everybody subscribe now to George Stephanopoulos.
Hold on. Does he say anything more? Oh, no. Too bad.
Fuck.
All right, so here's the story that we put in our thumbnail because it's just, I don't know, it's interesting. Did you? We're gonna read the news story about Laura Loomer, and then we're gonna watch the video where she cries in Crazy People.
Laura Loomer banned from Twitter after criticizing Ilhan Omar.
Yeah, and that's a Muslim congresswoman.
The far right activist had more than 200,000.
Oh, sorry.
260,000 followers on the platform before her suspension.
Yeah.
Look.
What?
Look at that little dress. That little red dress.
You creeping out on Laura Loomer?
She looked like a tomato.
Okay. Are tomatoes keto?
She looked like a little tomato. Far-right activist Laura Loomer became the latest conservative figure to be kicked off Twitter when her account was shut down Wednesday. Loomer said she was told by the platform that her account violated its rules against hateful conduct after she sent a tweet criticizing Minnesota Rep-elect Ilhan Omar and her Muslim faith. "I've been silenced in America," Loomer said in a video posted on YouTube in response to the Twitter ban. She had more than 260,000 followers on the social media platform before her suspension. In the tweet in question, Loomer called Omar anti-Jewish and said she is a member of a religion in which homosexuals are oppressed and women are abused and forced to wear the hijab. Omar is the first Somali refugee and among two of the first Muslim women to be elected to Congress.
I don't.
Is that all she said?
I don't disagree with everything she said there. That's not like terrible. Obviously, in the Islamic world, there is a lot of anti-Jewish people. I don't.
I wouldn't say that, Ben.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I don't think this representative is specifically.
I think maybe if you target somebody with facts, that's assault. Right? You can't target them with facts. You have to just, like, say the facts, I guess.
It's also weird. She's criticizing a politician, like, you know, that you should be able to.
Well, I don't know. Like, we don't really criticize politicians on social media, right?
We got Jeff Holiday in the chat. He said, Laura Loomer celebrated the deaths of 2,000 refugees and called for 2,000 more. I mean, why didn't she get banned for that then? Like, what did she get banned for specifically? Did she?
Well, we're not seeing that,
I mean, this
right?
is NBC News, too. This isn't like some kind of right-wing, website. Blog? Yeah. So, I don't know.
Loomer insisted that she did not violate Twitter's terms. Everything I said is 100% true and factual. It's not malicious. It's not mean. It's not hateful, she said.
I'm pretty sure she was banned for criticizing Ilhan Omar, though, and not for the 2,000 refugees thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if she got suspended or something, but...
Yeah, the tweet right now is, she called Omar anti-Jewish, and she's a member of a religion in which homosexuals are oppressed and women are abused, forced to wear the hijab. Most religions oppress homosexuals to a varying degree, right?
There's not currently, there's a difference between oppressing and like executing for one thing.
Yeah, true. She should have said executing.
I think there might be a few predominantly Christian nations in Africa that wanted to execute homosexuals. So it's not an Islamic only thing, but it is very common.
She didn't say anything about.
And if you are gay and you live in like an Islamic state where the laws are like ruled by the religion itself, then
like Sharia law.
Yeah. Then you pretty much have to hide it.
You gotta tuck that dick back.
If you're gay, you hide it. You don't tell anyone who doesn't absolutely need to know. You know,
or just leave if you can.
If you can, yeah. Yeah, so is there anything more on here?
Twitter has taken aim at far-right activists and groups in recent months, banning conspiracy theorist Alex Jones and website InfoWars in September. "My haters are celebrating today, and they are saying this is the end of my career, but I want everyone to know I'm just getting started. Everyone who knows me knows I don't back down," Loomer wrote as a part of a statement on Gab, a social media site that recently gained attention for being used by the gunman in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting. Milo Yiannopoulos, the former Breitbart editor who was banned from Twitter 2 years ago, called the suspension against Loomer political warfare.
What a surprise.
They also banned Louis Farrakhan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or was that Facebook?
Facebook is Instagram, and they banned.
Yeah.
Well, they were saying Loomer. She was banned from Twitter here.
I think she was banned from everywhere. I'm pretty sure.
This is about Twitter, yeah.
Yeah.
She lost Twitter November, and then she was continuing on Facebook and Instagram, and then recently got killed.
She was banned for criticizing an elected politician, he said on Facebook. Twitter did not immediately comment on its decision to ban Loomer. On its website, Twitter says it is dedicated to making the platform a safe place for free expression and prohibits abusive behavior.
Hey, Reactor.
What's up?
Isn't Dusty just a beautiful bird?
He sure is.
So now that she's lost like all of her social media, she freaked out. And she was on Alex Jones, like crying about it. Did you see that?
No.
Here, I'll play it for you. Hold on. First, we gotta play the theme.
Wow, wow.
So, like, Facebook is acting now to purge whoever they don't want on their platform. So that's why she got swept up in it. Let's see here.
Dorm.
Here's Laura Loomer on Alex Jones. I don't want to play the whole thing, but we'll play the part where she starts like freaking the fuck out.
Like we did together, or they can go to Nancy Pelosi's house like you did. Absolutely. No, you're an example, Laura, and it's true. That's why you always get criticized and attacked by all the backbenchers and all the people that aren't in the damn arena. I don't want to hear their crap. They have to
get. Hold on.
I am 25 years old, and it was.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
Defamed, okay? My life has been destroyed. My life has been ruined, Alex, by people who have defamed me online. I am 25 years old, and it will probably be like this for the rest of my life. I confronted Oliver Darcy. Do you remember when I chased him at CPAC down the hallway? And I said, Oliver, why are you working with Twitter and Facebook to ban people like Alex Jones? How much are you getting paid to ban conservatives? And then what happened? Matt Schlapp, okay, he had me banned from CPAC right before.
Let's expand that. We're going to hold you over. Oliver Darcy on CNN yesterday when we were banned, you were banned, looked like he was having an orgasm.
How do you know what it looks like when he has an orgasm?
Alex Jones would know. He's an investigative journalist.
Twitter account, right? But I was mocked. Right? Look at that asshole, Billy Long in Congress, who decided to do an auction call over me. It's mocked me and called me crazy, but what are they doing? I want to know what people are actually going to do! My life is ruined!
Yeah. Wow, Dusty was like, what the fuck?
Does anybody understand how ruined my life is? I'm sick of it. I don't want to listen to people tell me that I'm a conspiracy theorist. They don't know what it's like to be me.
Wow.
Settle down there, Snowflake.
You don't know what it's like to be me. Really?
Why does she look like Morticia Adams' apple right now? Settle down there, Snowflake.
Life is ruined, Alex.
No, I understand. I just think you need to go with it. And
just roll with it.
Just roll with it. You know, that's what I did. Yep. I just rolled with it. I didn't fuck really. I made my own channel now. I'm doing pretty good. Got a little donation money going.
I understand. I've been through this myself. But realize these are wars. These are hard. But I know your frustration, Laura. You wouldn't feel bad if more men were standing up. You know, Drudge Report promotes what you're doing. Others do. The president actually did tweet about you. And I don't know if you knew this, about you and Watson being banned. But I agree, tweeting isn't enough, but at least the president is concerned about it.
Okay, he's concerned about it, but that's not going to stop the fact that I've lost 90% of my income. That's not going to stop the fact that I literally can't make a living anymore, even though I have a degree. I was validated.
You didn't have a degree in what you were doing online, though.
But she has a degree, man.
Okay, well,
this is the entitalement that conservatives
talk about. Use your degree,
right?
And get a different job. I mean, if no one's going to hire you based on the bullshit you've been saying on the internet, that is kind of a problem, but that's kind of the risk you take when you say controversial shit on the internet, right?
I don't know. I say a lot of controversial shit. Am I going to get fucking deplatformed next?
You don't have a degree in a field, so I'm double fucked,
dude. I don't even have a degree.
I mean, you're fucked when you have a degree that you can't use because no one will hire you. That's even more fucked than not having one, you know?
Victorian in college. I graduated top of my class in my journalism program, and I can't have.
No, I get it. You've been in the trenches 6 years and delivered nothing but the goods, and then
they got rid of Paul Joseph Watson too. They're just sweeping through. You know.
Yeah. How long till we're next?
We're not saying anything near the type of shit these people have said.
We don't think so.
No.
Now you're wondering, as a soldier in this fight, why nobody even will give you a can of beans.
Nobody, and I'm sick of it. I'm fighting harder than most conservatives. I'm fighting harder than anybody, and I'm being destroyed, and they mock me, and they say I'm some crazy conspiracy
theorist. Well, that's what happens, Lord of Leaders. So
that's what happens, Lord.
I hear you. You know, Trump's been crying. So surrounded by the Russiagate thing that he's been paralyzed by that, but he better do something now. No, I agree with you. You know, I'm sick of watching all this stuff go on, and I'm pissed, too. No, I hear what you're saying.
These people don't understand. Like, my life is unlivable at this point.
This sounds like some, like, teenage brat calling her daddy on the phone, crying about how she doesn't have enough money in her bank account. You know what I mean?
I've watched this on Pornhub. Alex Jones and Laura Loomer.
Time. Like, what is the point?
Don't say that, Laura. You're a hero to a lot of people. Now they've been
whispering. We're going to cut. We're going to cover
relax,
you up,
sweetheart. I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to mute you out here so I can say some cool fucking bullshit and move on.
I'm 25 years old and I don't want to live the rest of my life. I could potentially live 75 more years. You know what I'm saying? And like my life now, I have to worry about getting murdered by leftists and Muslims every single time I go outside.
It's disgusting. Oh, I know. They're so protected. It's so sick.
They're protected. It's so sick.
I mean, like, it sounds to me like he's pandering.
Totally. He's disinterested in their little private
game. Right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I really think she might not be able to get a job anymore, though. Like, even if she wanted to work at Walmart, they would, like, you know, Google her and be like, oh, no, you can't work here.
Yeah.
We don't want to deal with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Maybe they can make an Uber for failed social media people.
All right, she could do Uber.
Yeah, she could just go drive Uber. You get in the car, and it's like, oh, it's Laura Loomer. I'm gonna wait for another car.
I've reached out to people in the Trump administration. I've reached out to people like Charlie.
Well, most of them are cowards. They're just hangers on. We got Trump elected, and all the parasites came in. And just remember, it's better than Hillary, but I understand. Well, keep doing it. Let's get you back on soon. Let's get back on tomorrow about what you're doing next, how folks support you, and we'll track this as it unfolds. But I know being called an anti-Semite by Zuckerberg and all them is painful, and I know it hurts, and I know it's a lie, and I know you feel alone right now. But
here's I guess she went to Facebook headquarters to try and demand that they reinstate her account.
Look at this. Take care of Muslim, Black, women, femme, queer, Latino, Native, immigrant,
Laura Loomer speaks to your manager.
What about white people? What about Jews? What about Christians? Okay? Like, these people don't care about conservatives. They don't care about white people. They don't care about Jewish people. They don't care about conservatives. They just care about what the left endorses, okay? And what the left represents in this country right now is an anti-American, anti-white.
I mean, she has to know they're not going to reinstate her account by doing this. She's just, like, getting attention.
I don't know. She's got a shot.
Maybe she already figured out they weren't going to reinstate it, so then she did this.
Probably. Or they're like, sorry, yeah, no one's going to talk to you.
Anti-Jewish, anti-Christian, yeah. Pro-Sharia agenda, okay? And their signs are clearly...
I don't hear a pro-Sharia agenda.
I don't think Sharia is that bad anyway.
Really?
No, I'm not an Islamophobe.
Yeah, okay. I'm not an Islamophobe, dude. I love my Twitter platform, dude.
Yeah.
I got a blue check mark, dude. Sharia law's dope.
Hey, I mean, there are countries that have Sharia law going on. I definitely don't want Sharia law here, though.
Yeah.
Definitely
not. Well, I think we should try it out in London first. See how it works there.
No.
Yeah, we just do like a little test group in London.
There's already places where it's actively working the way they want it to, and it sounds terrible. So, yeah.
Look at this. No white people. No Jews. No Christians. No wonder why they're taping...
Do they have to list everything?
Islamic terrorist organizations and banning Jews.
Except Jews.
Okay.
Look at this grocery list. There's Muslims and trans people on the grocery list. What are they shopping for? There's no milk.
Someone that has a collection of shit that they hoard, almost at the same level of Chris Chan, made this video. Mm. Organizing our collection room.
Family vlog?
Yeah, this is a family vlog. Look at this shit.
Actually, I'm going to start off this video.
Now... She seems nice enough. I don't want to bash her completely. I'm like,
is this Lori Beth Denberg? I don't know who that.
Look at this shit. Order.
This actually has some reasonable amount of it's sorted. It's been sorted. It's not dumped what over is, and piled on.
What are you talking about? Do you see the floor?
Chris Chan's house is a lasagna of filth. There's like
But some of that was his parents' shit.
Still, it's generations of mental fucking disgust.
People are like, she likes minions.
Does she like a minion? Oh my god! Ban her from Twitter too.
Ben's just got a message. He's got to go clean his house because he realized his place is messier than this picture. So he'll be back in about 45-50 days. I'm looking at this like this is not unreasonable to me. Like it's a fucking mess, but everything seems to be around the boxes. Like there's empty floor space. Like she's probably going through all this shit, sorting it out. I assume.
Yeah, maybe.
When I look at an actual hoarder house, I look at it and I think there's a fucking festering dead cat, you know? And I can psychically talk to it through the Ouija board that's stuck to the wall in between a stack of Mad magazines and Jergens baby wipes. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's a fucking...
Hoarders would have a lot of pizza boxes stacked in the middle.
Yeah.
Right?
This is all business in here. This is all like collectible bullshit. It seems like everything was in a box and it's been pulled out of a box to get the best stuff and they put the best stuff on the table. This is kind of unfair to me. This is not Chris Chan level of disarray, but
it is disarray.
It is disarray.
It's clean disarray.
Yeah, it's business disarray. Like if you run a business and you're buying boxes probably all the time from swap meets and shit, or you go clear out a locker at a rental place or a storage place. You know, you buy the whole locker for $100 and you get everything in it. You take it all out. You bring it to this room. You sort out the good shit and you got all this other stuff.
Garage, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Billy.
What's up?
Isn't Dusty a beautiful bird?
You know he is. Gosh.
So, let's see what we can get done. In a couple of hours. Yay!
Is this fast forward to a couple of hours? Oh, man.
What does one do with 5 pounds of jewels?
Eat them! Put it in your mouth! What else are you going to do with it? Fuck.
Someone tell me. I don't know.
Smuggle them Tijuana style across the border. Just put a fucking 10 pounds of jewels in your butthole and shit them out in Juarez. Make that cash.
It would be funny getting caught with them in you at the airport.
See,
what do you think you're doing? Nothing. This is legal.
That would be a great YouTube video because they go through the TSA has like the x-ray machines, right?
Yeah.
And you walk through and you got like a G.I. Joe 1984 collectible fucking action figure in your butthole. And they're like, Is that
I think it'd be funny to just put something metal up your ass and then go through
it. Then someone's got to pull it out. That's freedom. That's freedom right there. That's your right. Is it your right to go through a metal detector at the airport with a fucking metal thing in your butt? I don't know.
Not a knife or anything. You don't want to put a metal knife in your butt.
Did you know the Batista was supported by the Democratic Socialist Coalition? The DSC. Consisted of the Revolutionary Communist Union, the
old Cuban
Communist Party, and a conservative party.
I mean, Batista from Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, they're talking about Batista from like the previous ruler of Cuba before the Castros took over.
Oh.
Pretty sure that's who they're talking. I don't know why they're bringing that up. We haven't talked about anything like that. But look at all the organizing.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's a collector. She's not a hoarder.
I don't know.
No, she's still hoarding, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean...
It's a collector. This is what collectors do.
They hoard.
I mean, that's fine.
Hoarding...
If it gives her fulfillment in her life, I'm fine with that. It's just like, it blows my mind.
Hoarding is especially like a lasagna. Especially as an adult. Hoarding is a lasagna of fucking garbage and shit.
No, not always. You can hoard other things. People hoard certain things. Some people hoard garbage. Yeah, yeah. Some people also hoard pets. People hoard like all kinds of shit. No, you ever? I mean, like, have you ever heard of like a lady that hoarded pets and she had like 100
cats?
Yeah,
like 100 cats in her basement with a kiddie pool full of food and kitty litter.
Yeah, yeah. There's that kind of shit. There's all different types of hoarding, but yeah, one type of hoarding that you see a lot is like garbage. People also hoard like antiques, like shit that they shop for at like flea markets and shit. I've seen that. There's a lot of it. Yeah.
Simpsons.
I'm starting to realize I'm a hoarder.
Yeah.
So these two up here, I have the Simpsons minifigures, and I have to get another one of these thingies to put the Simpsons in. Move the Smurfs so that the Simpsons are all together. And there's some Harry Potters up there. So.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Where the fuck is this Harry Potter augmented reality game? Is it just never coming out?
Do you want to play?
Is it like the new Star Citizen?
Do you want to play Harry Potter Go, Benjamin?
Oh, by the way, this is the first time I'm doing this during this stream. Everyone, please like the video. Please like it. And make sure you're still subscribed. They unsubscribe people all the fucking time, especially after we stream. It sucks ass.
She's fucking those minions. It's not proven. All right.
I mean, she spends a lot of time putting Lego shit together, too.
Look at that Captain Marvel collectible box. Yeah. What the fuck was in that? Holy shit. Is this the
Beast Mom? How many views does this video have?
I don't even know. I don't even. Probably not a lot. It's like this woman and I assume her husband's personal vlogs. I don't think it's a big channel. Maybe. A lot of times I don't even look at that. Actually, if it's like a really popular channel, I normally wouldn't use that content.
No. So, we're trying to discover new talent, and Ben, for some reason, thinks this person...
I'm a talent scout.
...is a horrible hoarder, but I think she's just a collector.
I'd say she was horrible.
She's a passionate collector. No. She's not crazy at all. She's crazy rich with all these collections. 12 years from now, she's going to sell this all and get herself an island in Tahiti. I'm excited. Slide in her DMs.
Introducing a legend. One of the greatest men who ever lived.
You better shut up. You better shut up because I'm gonna knock the shit out of you today.
This is the grandfather of that weird guy that wears John Cena stuff with a really annoying voice. And he's fucking recording me. He's like, you better shut up or I'm gonna knock the shit out of you.
Good.
I love this, dude. I hope his grandfather beats the shit out of him.
You know he didn't.
No.
You know
he looks pretty old. He's a Korea veteran. He's got to be really old.
Fuck is
close to 100 years old.
He's old. If he would have hit that little dork right, that dork wouldn't be here making videos like this. He says he's going to hit the shit out of him, but he never fucking did. Never did.
If you don't think I can do it, just try me. You too.
Yo, Billy, we're going to see Detective Pikachu. I got you a Snorlax keychain.
Yeah, Manny, I'd slid in your DMs on Discord, dude. Hit me back. Hit me back. This poor fucking guy. Fought in Korea.
I don't know what he's doing.
Probably seen all of his friends die. Came back to America. Back when America...
To his ungrateful grandson.
Oh, his ungrateful grandson hadn't been born yet. You know, the Korea War, we still supported our troops. It wasn't until Vietnam War that we pulled out. So he came back. He probably had a good, warm welcome. Thought his life was going to be great. Fucks his woman. They have a couple of kids. The kids are do better in the world. They have a little more freedom. Maybe his son never got sent to Vietnam because he didn't have to. Maybe he didn't go to Vietnam. So then he had a kid, and that's where the problem is. The fucking little brat kid, and he's over here with a camera in his granddad's face. If granddad doesn't slap the shit out of him, I think we should. I'm gonna start a Kickstarter. Give me a plane ticket to fly over to this guy's house. Leave Grandpa alone.
Grandfather, I'm a furry. Did you know I'm a furry, Grandfather?
You?
I put on doggy costumes and show my butthole online, Grandfather. You fought in Korea for my furry butthole, Granddad.
What is going on here? Why are you harassing this elderly man?
Oh, yes.
Of... I love the Jewish people. I love...
He's not getting kicked off Twitter.
I think he is Jewish. I don't know. Yeah, someone sent this to me. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll show the old man talking shit to him. But I don't even get the point of this. Usually this guy has a point to his videos, but not this time.
He just wants to fucking videotape his granddad. That's kind of weird.
It is weird. It is weird.
He's honoring him.
Is this honor? My bad. I must not know honor.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now I feel terrible.
Here's this guy that claims he's being gang stalked.
Hey guys, Andrew Boswell here from Rochester, Minnesota, persecuted Christian, victim of felony gang stalking, felony slander.
Felony slander? Is anyone out there a lawyer? Is there such a thing as felony slander? As far as I understand,
if you slander someone across state lines, right?
I think slander is like a civil crime, so it's not even like you can't get charged with slander. Someone can sue you for it.
If you slander a 16-year-old and then take her across state lines, that's felony.
Yeah, but that's not slander anymore.
Felony stalking and things like that. Anyways, I just wanted to tell you guys you need to go to surveillancesurvivors.org, and I'll put a link in the description box. It's really important because here's why. Perps have been sending me messages and all kinds of things trying to say, like, no, it's bad if people move to similar areas and live by other TIs and stuff. They want to keep you isolated.
TIs, that stands for targeted individual. He can never explain why he's targeted, though. It's because he's a Christian?
He's a Christian. He's an impressed Christian.
So people stalk him to what end?
They want to make sure he's not too close to God, so they follow him.
Okay. They want to keep you.
Sure, he's not just selling a product.
No. This guy, he makes a bunch of videos about how he's gang stalked.
They just repurpose the ShamWow to get people
ways
to stop gang stalking.
Isolate you and pick on you and break into your house when you're gone and stuff. And they only
break into the house when you're gone, though, right? That's the only time. Can you imagine this motherfucker coming home and looking around, thinking everything's all different? He's like, people have been here. Oh, my God.
When I left the house, this ice was in my cup. I had a full cup of ice, and now there's just water in it.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch!
Can't do that as easily when you're around other targeted individuals and people that'll stick up for you. So, like, if you were in my area and you were driving with me right now and somebody tried to play games, if they touch me, I touch them back. If they punch me, I break their nose. It's just as simple as that. And unfortunately, that's the way it is. If somebody is trying to harm you and there's no...
I mean, if it's like a big gang of people and they want to harm you, you wouldn't last very long. If there was like literally a gang of people, armed people coming after you. I mean, they wouldn't just follow you everywhere. They would just do away with you, right?
Try me.
No way out of the situation. You have every legal right to defend yourself and defend yourself from people that are trying to harm you and kill you.
I bet you this dude's because he's so paranoid, he's packing heat. And anyone around him is at risk because he might think someone's gang stalking him when they just happen to be around him. And he'll blow them away someday.
What if every mass
That's very fucking scary.
What if every mass shooting was actually somebody defending themselves against gang stalking and we didn't know because the theory
That's
is,
the sort of shit you get kicked off of Twitter for saying.
What? What if everybody is...
You're denying... dude, you're going that Alex Jones route.
You're getting gang stalked, right? You just happen to be walking into an elementary school. You're getting gang stalked. And then...
so dumb.
They think right now they can get you because you're in an elementary school, but you were happen to be packing your protection that day, and you start protecting yourself, right? Look at the fucking facts, Ben. Gang stalking is real. The government's trying to cover it up, Ben.
Is gang stalking a real thing? Is that like a...
No,
I think it's just...
I mean, like, has it ever happened? Sure, yeah. But there's no reason for this dude to get stalked by people.
We don't know his whole life. Maybe he's
Turn it down a couple notches.
You're making assumptions. I can't make assumptions in return.
Okay. Poison you, kill your animals, pedophilia, satanic ritual abuse, and all the other sickness with these Freemason law enforcement, wizards, Wiccans, witches.
It's always the Freemason wizards, dude.
Are all of these people part of the same group?
The wizard Wiccans?
He's being stalked by wizards.
Blocks and other idiots that conjure demonic and satanic forces. They use spell casting, hexes, vexes, spells, hoodoo, voodoo, rootworks, and all kinds.
Hoodoo?
Hoodoo voodoo.
Hulu? They use Hulu?
They have Hulu and Netflix.
Is that magical?
Yeah.
That's satanic?
They have Hulu Premium, man.
Hulu satanic.
The things that you might not fully understand are things that the enemy really likes to bring.
Who are the enemy?
Other people. So
the Freemasons?
You have every right to legally defend yourself. Yeah, I would recommend getting a concealed carry permit.
I wonder how
there
many...
There you go, right there.
Yeah.
Dude, all right, all right. Someone take this motherfucker's concealed carry permit away.
I wonder how many people have gone crazy because of the YouTube algorithm. Like, they're perfectly fine. They watch a video that suggests gang stalking exists.
I don't suggest... If anyone sees this motherfucker... Get the fuck away from him. Do not even look at him. Because if you, for one second, make him even think that you're stalking him, you could get blown the fuck away. And this is not a troll because I've seen this guy make other videos. And it's all about gang stalking.
Wow.
It's really weird. And it's a trend. It's kind of like flat earthers, how flat earthers will start talking to each other and just like reinforce one another's belief. These TIs, targeted individuals... Do that now.
There has to be a study out there that shows how many people have gone crazy because of YouTube, right? Like, because you don't just come to the realization that the earth is flat. You see a fucking video recommended.
No.
You could be a schizophrenic and think people are following you and shit, and maybe that's what's going on here. But I think the fact that so many other people on the internet say it's happening to them too reinforces that.
What I'm suggesting is that YouTube is personally liable for many, many crazy people out there today because of their algorithm and them feeding them this bullshit over and over again. And I want to do a class action lawsuit because before I found YouTube, I was a fucking beautiful, happy man. Now I'm ugly and bitter, and I think the world's flat, and my girlfriend's chest is flat, and it pisses me off.
I think someone that's so paranoid that thinks people are stalking him and says that people should be armed going around, you know, to protect themselves from these stalkers, which we know no one's stalking him because he's a Christian and that kind of shit. There would have to be a good reason why a bunch of people are stalking somebody. He'd have to be like a criminal, you know, something like that.
You know, and what I think is someone needs to find out where he lives and follow him around for a little while to see if he's trolling.
No,
exactly.
No,
we're gonna have to follow this guy around.
I
think there's enough of us out there if we get together.
Go to his house and peek through his windows, guys.
If there's enough of us, we can get together and really follow this guy's every move. I think.
Wow.
If we work together, guys, we could do this. I'm making an app. It's like Uber for stalking. It's called Gang Stalker. I want you guys to all sign up right now.
That way, if your life is threatened and there's no way out of the situation, you unload your pistol into their heads and their chest.
You know,
whoa,
it would be good.
Whoa.
If someone cut out like a picture of a face and like stick it to his windows so that every once in a while he looks at his window and thinks someone's peeking in.
Wow. Yeah. Or use invisible ink so like the face disappears.
Did you hear what he just said?
Yeah. He said, aim for the fucking face and the chest.
Yeah.
Murder people for following him. He's ready to eliminate the fucking gang stalkers. And when these delusions are in your head and you have a gun, this is exactly how fucked up shit happens. This is exactly how mass shootings happen. Because you got this delusion of some sophisticated cabal following you around.
Yes.
And you have a gun. And you get in a room where people see you obviously out of your fucking mind because you're worried you're being followed. So people are like, are you okay? Are you okay? And you think they're the ones following you.
He thinks they're wizards following him.
Legit wizards.
Yeah.
Freemason wizards.
Yeah, are the fucking Shriners riding behind him on their little go-karts like, we're gonna get you, son of a bitch!
God forbid this guy goes to the Gathering of the Juggalos. It'll be a massacre.
He should go to the Shrine Circus. You know, the Shriners have like a circus that tours around.
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh shit, these Freemasons have elephants and tigers!
And make sure that they would harm nobody else any longer. If only if that's legal in your area and you can legally carry, and there's no other possible way out of the situation where your life is absolutely in danger. So these things are important for you to stand up and stand proud of who you are. As a persecuted Christian, the cops in my area, they absolutely hate my faith in Jesus Christ.
The cops hate, I'm willing to bet the majority of cops are Christian anyway, because the majority of Americans are, so...
They probably hate his faith, though, because his faith makes him believe that
say,
he's...
Yeah, I would say the majority of Americans are Christian. Atheists are a small percentage. And Satanists, nothing. I mean, like, satanic Freemasons, I mean, that's hardly anything at all, so... It's fucking weird.
And they try and get, like, other dirty little fake Christians on board to discredit different Christians and stuff. So these are really sick.
So he's also armed and has a concealed carry permit, but he thinks the cops are against him, too.
Sick individuals.
They're probably against him because
you don't
they know he's
choose
carrying
to defend
and crazy.
Yourself, if you're not interested
well, then
in
they
things
would
like that.
Go to a judge and get his weapons taken from
then don't just lay down and let them kill you. Other people say like, oh, you have to just bless your enemies and stuff. No, the Bible doesn't say that. It doesn't tell you that people that deny Jesus Christ and they
this guy should probably be on a watch list, right?
Right.
Someone should give this guy a wellness check at minimum.
Probably is.
Like,
renounce Jesus Christ and do satanic rituals and have indwelling of demons and demonic forces and sorcery and soothsayers and witchcraft and things like that, and mediums and stuff. It doesn't say that you're supposed to bless them and love them and ask them to kill you more efficiently. It doesn't say that anywhere. You know, the thing is, let me put it this way for those people that just want to bless and love everybody that's trying to kill them and their family and stuff. If you walked upstairs and one of these little satanic pedophiles was having sexual intercourse with your child, slitting their throat, and
why? Where is this happening? Where's the dude? You should, if you have the evidence of this happening, you should be giving it to everyone you can, so that everyone knows that the Freemasons are doing this.
The fear mongering is as delusional as the act of gang stalking is. This guy's so far fucking out. He's got no root in reality here.
You know what would be cool? If this guy had more than 100,000 subs.
He'd probably be gone if that was the case.
He'd be on an island with Laura Loomer somewhere. Crying and eating Alex Jones Super Male Vitality Pills.
Getting gang stalked.
Yeah, making a bone broth stew.
The bone broth.
The boner broth.
Watching them bleed out in front of you, would you bless them and hug them and love them? Or would you defend your child and put the whooping on them and probably, bring harm to them to stop them from what they're doing? Okay, you have every legal right to defend yourself. And if you don't like it, don't be a part of me or my ministry or...
Oh, a ministry. He has a ministry. Oh,
his
God.
Ministry, yeah. If you don't like the fact that he's committing the or coming
holy
up with these doomsday scenarios
shit.
Where wizards...
Are you guys saying you don't agree with him that if you walked upstairs and saw a satanic wizard raping and murdering your child, you wouldn't attack them?
I
would
the other
attack
cheek.
Them. I would
turn
attack
the
them
cheek.
In this completely hypothetical scenario.
I read the Bible. Yeah.
I don't have any cheek. Kids, and I don't believe in wizards, so it's fucking batshit crazy to me.
He's got his magic wand and everything.
Yeah,
I don't believe in wizards.
Yeah, that's fucking frightening.
On the off chance fuck? That wizards exist, though, I'm gonna have a kid and see if they rape him.
Oh my God.
Wizards are real.
So we have a little more of this segment to go, but I think we'll pause for a second. We'll let Billy read the Streamlabs before he does that. A reminder to everyone, please, if you're watching the stream, please like it. Please make sure you're still subscribed to this channel. Tomorrow, we will be doing our Patreon private show. Right now, that show will be at least 4 hours long. It'd be great if we could make the amount of money to make it 5 hours, but we would have to, we would need like $400 more for that to even happen right now. So if by the show time tomorrow, we get $400 more total on either Subscribestar or through Patreon, then it'll be a 5 hour show. But right now, as it stands, we've earned the 4 hour one.
Tucker White says, asinine stream lab that enrages Ben, Billy, and the guest fucks. It's like he's saying that's what this is.
That's what it is.
I don't know. Fuck you, Tucker White. Thank you for your money. The Scott says, Billy, seeing your weight loss inspired me to do the same thing, and I'm almost 60 pounds down. Thank you for being a sweet boy. Good for you, Scott's like... being less of a fat ass is your own reward, but I'll also give you a word of encouragement. Keep going until you weigh absolutely nothing. I'm trying.
You're trying to get to zero. He said that the other night.
We work hard enough, we can get to zero.
We were like, we were talking to some of his friends, and they were talking about how much weight he's lost, and I said, at some point, he's going to have to stop. He can't lose weight forever, and he's like, I'm going to try to be the first person to get to zero.
Yeah. I was never even zero. I was born bigger than that.
Right. Because you can't be alive and be zero. Even when you're dead, your bones are going to last a long time. Right?
I bet you Force Ghosts don't weigh anything.
Force Ghosts.
It sounds like anorexia, and it's a problem.
Yeah.
I think I would look hot, like Eugenia Cooney style. Nothing but ribs.
Oh, God.
Nothing but ribs and loose skin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's so fucked.
I could probably fly like a fucking kite if I was just anorexic with ribs and loose skin.
I don't think so.
Joji Vlogs says, who would win in a fight, Billy the Fridge or Gravity? Just depends on who starts on top.
Gravity starts on top, you're pinned.
Fucked. We got Fidel Castro says, just got back from Caracas. Them Venezuelan women are extremely accommodating.
Huh? Really?
Cheers.
In Venezuela? Or
he was in Caracas. And they had... extremely accommodating Venezuelan women.
Weird.
It's wonderful. Dragon of the West says, I read somewhere that a chemical that shrooms produces is actually a better neurotransmitter than the stuff our body secretes naturally. I'm so glad Denver decriminalized them. Now we need to decriminalize prostitution. Then there won't be incels anymore.
Yeah.
What we're going to have to do is decriminalize prostitution and get a UBI. Because these incels have to afford to buy a couple of sexes every
and life. Mushrooms?
Sexes and mushrooms, yeah. So you need that universal basic income.
Then it would be like the Netherlands. If that happened in the U.S., if they legalized prostitution and mushrooms, that's like two of the things that are legal in the Netherlands where that's not really...
You can get your mushrooms in Colorado, take them, fly into Nevada... and just bang all day.
You could be arrested as soon as you land in Nevada.
When you're high on mushrooms?
Oh, you're going to
eat them on the plane.
Smuggle them in your belly?
Yeah. Have the posse meet you at the airport.
This seems like a nightmare to me.
I don't know. If you're high and you got a seeing eye prostitute there to pick you up, I think you'll be okay.
So weird.
Fear and loathing.
Hypothesis says, Billy, are you trying to bring forth yet another adpocalypse? I didn't think about that when I said that. I'm sorry. Anything I said against YouTube itself obviously was parody or it was a joke. I don't really believe that they are controlling all the media, and I love the Jews. Hypothesis also said, also, if Evan LeFevre is Jesus' biological father and Adam Eternal is the father of Satan, everyone like Evan, ignore for Adam. I don't know what that means. Pimp Monk says, I poop.
Was that really him?
I assume Pimp Monk gave us $5 to tell us that he poops. Thank you, Pimp Monk. And that is all of our delicious Streamlabs for the moment.
Hopefully we can get to at least halfway there before the end of this stream. Everyone, please like the stream. Make sure you're still subscribed. Also, if you watch us on the Brave browser, well, first of all, if you don't, you should be watching us on the Brave browser. So use the link in the description, please, to download the fucking browser. And once you have the browser, and you use it to watch us, it'll start showing you ads that'll add up to a cryptocurrency, and you can click on the triangle and send us a tip from those crypto ads. Like right now in my wallet, I have 5.2 of these. Some people had like over 100. Send those to us. They're great. It turns into real money just from you watching the fucking show. And that's, we really need that right now. The price on the bats went down quite a bit. So actually now's a good time because you'll get more of them and you can send them to us and hopefully it'll go back up in value again.
Excellent.
Like last time.
Someone just said Laura Loomer's Kickstarter or whatever, her race baiter or whatever that profile is to get money after you get kicked off Twitter is up to $73,000.
I believe wow. It.
So she's doing okay, I guess. She's sure. Not going hungry. I suppose.
I mean, what's the Kickstarter money supposed to be for? Just whatever the fuck she wants?
To free Laura Loomer.
Well, I mean, what? She's going to bribe the social media networks to let her back in?
I assume she's going to use it to fly out every single supporter and let them film a gangbang for her new Pornhub
website. Are they going to fly them to Denver and get them high on mushrooms and then fly them to Vegas and give them overpriced whores?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I get it. That's real freedom.
Would the Pumpkin Hill theme count as a cringe rap since it's Sonic related?
I don't even know what that is.
Sounds terrible. Probably.
Oh, here's some cringy shit. It's that people sent me this backyard wrestling shit that's so cringy and bad. Like, let me show you this shit.
The House Wrestling Federation.
Cute.
Look at these guys.
Oh no! Oh no!
You know what though? It was they totally botched that. And he did fucking land hard on his balls. Yeah, like, you'll see it right here. They do not do it right at all. He fucking lands. Boom. Yeah, that's hard. Look at this shit, too.
HWF, House Wrestling Federation.
It's so funny watching these guys, like...
You're not doing anything.
By
God!
There's kids, and they're like, this is dumb. Can we leave? He's gonna suplex
Dad,
him.
Can we go home, Dad?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm going for the championship.
Whoever said the Pumpkin Hill theme is cringe. It's the best song in Sonic Adventure 2.
I don't know what it is. Oh!
Oh, by God! By God, he's gonna die!
That was dumb.
Oh, what was it, Ben?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the point of this was to enjoy real wrestling.
All right, LaParca.
I like how they show it in slow motion. Like that's gonna make it look better.
All right, LaParca, I'm gonna lay you down on this concrete, then jump up on this pile of sod and give you a belly splash.
Dude, he totally landed on his feet.
My God, he's gonna puke.
I got one more. Here's another one.
HWF.
You need to go and challenge whoever the House Wrestling Federation champ is.
I challenge
for the
them.
Title.
I challenge them to Russian roulette.
Oh, God.
They go first.
Soup can.
Oh, God. They got him.
That was like the worst pile driver ever. Why even try to do a pile driver?
This is what's fucked up. When your ring is made of chairs and rope.
And rope. In string that are like hanging down to the ground. It's like, what?
But then you have a chair inside the ring as well. You don't know where to put them. You don't know where to land.
Look at this. They should not even try this.
By God!
If it's that bad. Look at this.
When I was backyard wrestling, I gave a guy a pile driver like that. It was just, it was better than that, but it was pretty fucking bad.
And, I was about to be embarrassed.
And as I gave it to him, I farted on his head.
Okay, and, that's worth it.
And then immediately afterwards, I went and took a shower. To this day, he thinks I shit on his head.
Wow.
Maybe I did.
That's hardcore.
I don't know. Maybe I sharted on his head. I don't know. I had a shower anyways.
Maybe you did.
There are a lot of like shit stories with you and puke stories.
Yeah.
So you shit and puke a lot.
I mean, I eat a lot too, so it makes sense. It's got to come out at inappropriate times because I went in at inappropriate times. I used to eat at funerals.
Oh, well, I mean, like actually in the funeral itself.
I didn't even know who was dead. I would just go in. I would get the craft service table and sit down and watch.
You liar.
I would sit there and grub, dude. Free food.
Leaning over the casket, eating a hot dog.
Yeah. I offer the dead body a bite as a joke. Nobody laughs.
All right. Here's, this one.
Individual situation. Check out the beautiful asshole.
Check out that beautiful asshole.
The individual Brett Keene segment situation.
You know, I noticed recently that Brett unfollowed me on Twitter.
Oh, no.
I was sad.
Probably because you thought his video where he called the fucking atheism helpline was fucking dumb, like it was.
I just thought maybe he should have called the suicide helpline.
No! No, no, no. So here's Brett. He's mad about Laura Loomer. This video is entitled, "Dear Laura Loomer, I deleted my fascism fucking Facebook," by Brett Keene. So here we go.
All right. Well, I guess this is how we're going to do it.
He starts his videos like this now, where he starts off with a black screen. He's like, "All right, I guess we're doing this now." And then, oh yeah, I gotta skip this music. All right, piece of shit.
Well, let's take a drink of my coffee real quick.
Why is this part of your video?
He does it.
Why did you take a drink of your coffee before you started?
He does it to mess with you, Ben. Brett's playing 4D chess. Okay.
You know what? We made one of the highlight reels on the DSPA the DSP channels where they just like make fun of DSP all the time. Us talking about him made it on
terrible.
It's pretty funny.
I'm so sorry, DSP. I never meant for it to come to this. I just wanted to be your friend.
There's a lot of extremely popular YouTubers and Facebookers and Twitter people that have lost their accounts. All of them conservative. All of them Christians, all of them believing in God. Also, there has been, well, not all of them Christian. There's also been some Jewish folks who've also lost their accounts. I'll give you an example of somebody. There's Paul Joseph Watson, Alex Jones, many others. Let's take a look. Laura Loomer, here's her YouTube channel. This is her. She had recently went up to Facebook wondering why it is that she got banned. And I could literally go on all damn day talking about the different users out there who've lost their Facebook and their ability to...
When there are people you don't like on the internet, you try to silence them and get them kicked off the platform by flagging them and DMCAing them. You're no better. You're in no position to be saying that this is a horrible thing when a social media platform bans somebody for breaking their rules or perceivably breaking their rules when you yourself exploit that very system to silence people you don't like. So yeah, fuck you.
Speak. Laura Loomer is a really intelligent and beautiful woman who has been standing up against this kind of bullshit from the beginning. She's repeatedly tried to warn Donald Trump and his son about what is happening, and it's come to a point where it's almost too late. Donald Trump has lately been tweeting out James Woods, who is one of my favorite actors, who ended up losing his Twitter account. He was locked out. They didn't delete his entire channel. They just simply locked him out. But
okay.
It's been over almost a month since he's been able to say anything or do anything. And quite a few other people. They've also been on Twitter getting rid of parody accounts of conservatives. There was a conservative who made an account of Cortez and clearly indicated it was parody, and they ended up getting rid of it. See, I'm a big fan of parody, ladies and gentlemen. I think that if...
No, you're not! No, you're not! You flagged down all the parody channels of you!
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure Brett and I had long conversations about Weird Al Yankovic.
You make an account
big fan
and
of parody.
Silly and you're just cracking little funny jokes about somebody, that's fine. There's a lot of people out there who do parody accounts of me, and,
You flagged them down! You flagged them down! The videos where it's obviously edited, where they just take a bunch of random words that you say and string them together so you say a bunch of really dumb bullshit, you flagged those videos down in the past. So don't act like you like it. And the funny thing is that you even mentioned that it's out there when all these people know that you flagged them down.
If you type in my name, you're going to see that there's dozens and dozens of YouTube accounts out there like that. You'll notice that I've never reported any of the accounts that do parodies of me or be silly.
That is so not true. That is, okay, people in the chat, let me know. Like, am I wrong on this? Hasn't Brett like flagged down parody accounts before? I don't know.
Has he done it on camera? Like live?
Actually, a long time ago, yes. He did a video of him reporting all these videos on this one person's channel. He's like, oh, this one sounds like bullying. I'll do bullying on this one. It was a guy named Coughlin. Like over 10 years ago. 11, 12 years ago.
It's the ones where people are saying vile things or making death threats or doing nasty shit. But
okay. Here's the caveat right here.
Consider, way beyond terms of service and community guidelines. But I usually don't mind. I don't care if people call me fat. I don't care if people call me stupid or question my intelligence. It doesn't even bother me whenever they goof on me for my religious beliefs or anything like that. Just as long as they're not thinking it's okay to, you know, send like fucking pipe bombs to my home and shit.
Someone sent him a glitter bomb, and he's like, they sent me a bomb!
How dare they?
But the point is, if you go look at Donald Trump's Twitter account, you're going to see that he has thousands of people who...
By the way, I have him sped up right now. It's amazing how he seems to be speaking at a normal pace. That is how slow he speaks.
Do parodies of him, use his image, use images of his children, and then they proceed to attack him every single day. And it's also been discovered a lot of these people have been hired to actually do this. Politicians have hired people to create parody accounts to attack Donald Trump. But if you make a parody account of a liberal, then they will consider it violence or a threat in some kind of way, or some kind of horrific crime against humanity, and they'll remove you. Isn't that something? One of the things that really, really got me questioning on why I should even keep a Facebook, which, by the way, I removed recently. I deactivated my Facebook. And apparently it's got to remain deactivated for a while, and then sooner or later to delete out the system. That's how they got it set up. They won't just let you snap and it's gone.
Snap and it's gone.
I guess it's a way to give people the opportunity to retrieve it in case they feel like they've made a bad mistake or decision. Or it's Facebook's way of being able to hold it still, just in case you want to come back. Well... One of the things that I noticed that really, really bothered me in social media, ladies and gentlemen, is a buddy of mine a while back ended up creating an account that was specifically meant to record every single death threat the President of the United States has received in the past 2 years, Donald Trump.
Okay.
That's all the account was made for. And what people could do is they could message my friend and let my friend know that, hey, there's death threats being made, and then what he would do is he would screenshot it, or if it was a video...
I do not believe this is real. Either that, or the person who was doing it wasn't really his friend. It was just, like, someone he followed or something.
Was someone actually stupid enough to run their mouth on video about how they'd like to harm the president.
But, yeah, my guess is that this is total bullshit.
You take the video, you take the screenshot of their tweet, or...
I don't think the Secret Service needs people to volunteer to, like, monitor death threats against the president. I think they kind of... have that handled.
Wherever the hell it was found on a blog or a forum, and then it becomes a part of the timeline on Twitter where people can see that there's some sick fucking people out there. But it wasn't just meant to advertise or show, look at this, isn't that cute? It was also meant to, every time one of these screenshots made a violent threat, it would also say, at Secret Service, at FBI, at yada, 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 yada. Literally thousands of these accounts that have said that they wanted to kill Donald Trump still exist today. For 2 years, a lot of these fucking accounts that have made death threats and incited that people go out and murder our president of the United States are verified and remain today on Twitter.
I don't think they're that's verified.
True. Yeah. It's not illegal to threaten the president anyway. right?
On Twitter, it's okay? Isn't that?
Oh, yeah.
It's not against the TOS, right?
Threatening anybody is against the TOS, and you'll at least get a 24-hour ban the first time.
I also took a look into the stocks of Twitter, and it turns out that an Arab prince, apparently, owns almost 40 stock in Twitter.
40 stock?
Almost 40. Yeah,
okay, if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about with stock, you just shouldn't even have mentioned this, because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, dude.
He did the math.
About 40 stock.
Yeah, the Arab prince owns 40 stock, Ben.
Oh, okay, 40 stock.
It makes sense to me.
The Arab prince... owns 40 stock. Okay.
Open your liberal mind. Accept the fact that Arab Prince owns 40 stock.
I think the Prince owns like 5% though. Yeah. Could be wrong.
And what country is he from?
Hmm?
Do we even know Saudi? Is it a Saudi prince?
Saudi. Yeah. Oh, okay. Saudi Arabia.
And this man has the ability to fucking say when and where he wants accounts removed. So the Muslims have actually purchased a great deal of...
The Muslims. No, that's not how that works. It's not like...
There's... But he said a great deal, like 40 stock, like out of 80 stock. How much stock is there? You know?
Well, if it's 5%, as somebody suggests, 40 stock would be...
He's got 40 stock.
Got 40 stock.
I heard he's got
800 stock.
800.
This guy has
stock.
An entire like dictionary of isms, like Keenisms, we call them. All these different weird phrases and words that he says wrong. Like instead of saying firing on all cinders, he said you're working on all cinder blocks.
Owns almost 40.
There's a
stock
book out there.
And this man has the ability to fucking say when and where he wants accounts removed. So the Muslims have actually purchased a great deal of Twitter, which explains why
40 stock
of it. Motherfuckers and allow destruction and death to be permitted anytime they feel like it. So if you go over to Twitter and you talk about, if you go against like terrorism or you say something against Hamas or you speak about the bombings that have happened to Israel, you could actually lose your account over it. And people have already been doing this. And this was one of the reasons I said, you know, why would I use a Twitter account for? Why would I associate with an organization that promotes terrorism and anyone who criticizes it or says something against it or tries to warn the public? They're just simply going to block you.
Did I say firing on all cinders? I meant to say firing on all cylinders. But yeah, I might have said, did I say cinders?
Firing on all cinder blocks.
I may have said that.
Or make it shadow ban you or completely remove your account. I'm thinking to myself, why the fuck would I want these assholes to make any money off of me or any of the good people out there? Unfortunately, there's a lot of, I don't know if these conservatives are fucking stupid or what, but for whatever reason, there was an opportunity a long time ago where rich conservatives could have created an alternative social media and just simply directed President Trump there as well as all the people who support him.
Yeah.
And we could have done it from there. There was a couple of poor-ass amateur scripters who created something that was kind of like alternatives like Gab and everything, but Gab ended up being absolute shit. The conservatives would not leave Twitter. They remained on the same site that they knew they were going to get fucking the ass over. Now here's where the major problem comes, folks. The major problem is that 2020 is coming up. Conservatives are still completely aware they're being banned and they're being silenced and they're having all these problems, and they continue to cry on the very same sites that are fucking them over repeatedly.
Right. I'm done with Brett. Yeah, it's...
You're deplatforming Brett, Ben.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly what he's talking about. You're taking him off of this show, which is equivalent to taking him off of Twitter.
He wasn't trying to deplatform me when he tried to DMCA this channel, though, right?
But he didn't try to DSP this channel.
Okay.
Say he would show up and then not show up?
I don't want him to show up.
You don't want Dark Side Phil here?
Fuck you.
Hey, so just for, because I have no idea, who is this guy?
His name's Brett Keane, and he used to be in the early days of YouTube when having like 20,000 subscribers was a lot. He was like one of the first popular atheist YouTubers, and then he became a Christian, and then people started to realize a lot of like weird hypocrisies and weird things about him, and. He doxes people, he flags people, he fucking calls, he accuses people of being pedophiles. He claims his channel's about religion, but it's like more about like talking shit about people he doesn't like and causing drama.
He accused me of being a sweet boy.
Yeah.
He tried to get me to pay him $1,000 to tell Dusty he's a beautiful bird.
Yeah.
But then he did it for much less.
All right.
That's because Jesus Christ is vinegar.
I guess before we get into this, you can read the Streamlabs if there were any that came in.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll also let everybody know that we're no longer going to be doing cringe rap segments. This is the very last one ever, so... Don't send any more in. It's okay.
Oh no, they're gonna keep coming forever.
You guys don't worry about sending any more in. We really just got the only one that hasn't been addressed yet is Dragon of the West says, I'm drinking a Fizz Lemon and Lime Weed Soda. Just wanted to ask, what the highest dosage edible have you ever consumed? Describe the most high you've ever been. This is a question for everybody.
I've made edibles where I didn't know what the dosage was because I don't know how to measure that when I make it myself. And that's the strongest edible I've ever had. And other, like, it like, people had to go to the hospital from eating them. So, like, yeah. But it wasn't because they got sick or anything. They just, like, had a panic attack because they were so strong. So, yeah. That's the strongest edible I've ever had, but I have no idea what the milligrams were.
I was at my bad cousin's a few years ago. I actually got a call from my bad cousin today. He's in jail. He called me from jail to tell me that he got locked up today. So free bad cousin and Laura Loomer. But my bad cousin he was growing plants in his garage, and one of the weed plants had mites, and it wasn't ready to take the buds off, so he had to get it out of the room with the other plants. So, but there was some buds, so he took the buds and he ground them up and he put them in butter, and this butter was green as fuck. It was the greenest shit I've ever seen. It was neon green. And he takes the neon green butter and makes cookies with them. These cookies came out green as fuck. They were just so full of weed. And
that's weird, because when I do it, it doesn't change the color.
Because there was so much weed and mites in these cookies. Yeah.
Oh, there were mites in it, too?
Well, the mites were in the plants, right? So I figured the mites would have got cooked out when the weed got pureed and sifted through the butter.
Things don't turn green for me because I grind up the weed. Mm-hmm. And I usually make oil instead of butter. I grind up the weed and put it with oil in a crock pot, and I let it sit overnight on the lowest setting so that it doesn't burn at all, but it just makes it nice and hot and cooks out all the THC. And then I use cheesecloth to filter out all of the plant matter.
He used the cheesecloth too.
Hey.
Huh.
No. Did he cure it? He didn't cure it. He clipped it and
yeah, because it was all like it wasn't ready to cure yet. Yeah, he pulled off the plant. Pulled off the plant.
There was chlorophyll.
Yeah, there was chlorophyll in there. He probably had like 3 or 4 ounces in a pound of butter. It was stupid.
I see.
He just dumped it all in there. Made these cookies. They came out green. And at the same time, I took a Xanax. So I had one or two of these cookies and a Xanax.
What the fuck? Did it put you to sleep?
Dude, I was sitting on the couch and it started to kick in. I was like, I need to go lay down. I was so high, I went to go lay down, but it took me 8 hours to stand up. I think it was 8 hours of, like, from being seated to standing up. I'm pretty sure it was 8 fucking hours. And then I went and laid down and woke up the next morning and got the fuck off of the island because I was stuck on an island the whole night, high off Xanax and fucking green weed cookies.
That is intense.
That was the highest
Xanax
I've ever been.
And green weed
and I have
cookies.
No idea the milligram dosage in those cookies. I just know that it was fucking neon green nuclear marijuana mite bastard cookies with a side of Xanax. Fuck, it was rough. That was the highest ever.
How did one plant get mites and the other ones didn't, though? I don't get it.
Yeah, that is weird.
Well, he was checking them all the time, and that one plant was, well, he saw it early on, and so he had to get it out of there to save the other plants. So he was able to, because he was like a super green thumb. He was all up in there all the time, clipping and petting his fucking plants and playing Mozart for him.
Yeah, you know, I have a clearance to grow here because not just anyone can grow. Like, if you don't have a commercial license, you can only grow if you're like a medical, like if you have a medical authorization. So I could grow because of that, but it just seems like a lot of work. I don't know. Like, I've grown like in the past. And I just remember, yeah.
The Token Square also just sent us a little love, said, love the show. Brett is a hypocrite. Get Pimp Monk from the chat into the show, please. Vote Bernie 2020.
Yeah, I can bring.
Twan.
I mean, I can bring Pimp Monk in if he wants to be on.
If he's there, come on and ride.
I'll add him to the group.
Do you have a edible high story reactor?
I was about to get on a plane and I had a bunch. I didn't want to throw them out and I started getting paranoid. So I ate them all. It wasn't that bad. I don't know. It was a lot though.
I remember I took a Xanax cause all my friends were doing cocaine and I hadn't slept for like 40 hours and I was taking a flight and they're like, here, just take a Xanax. We take Xanax after cocaine because it helps with the cocaine come down. Just take a Xanax. And I don't know why I thought that would help me. I hadn't slept. I took the Xanax and I was nodding off in the airport where I had my computer trying to like
Xanax
be on the internet. I kept dropping it on the ground, fucking nodding off from Xanax. The cam girl I knew happened to be in the airport at the time, came up to me and I'm just fucking, I hadn't seen her for years. She's like, oh my God, Billy. And I'm fucking nodding out. She probably thought I was on heroin. Probably ruined all my chances. The little chances I had as a 600-pound fucking blob were all ruined because she also thought I was nodding out on heroin. Probably had diabetes in my, or gout in my foot. Ruined everything. So I can't do Xanax anymore. Those are, I think, the two Xanax stories I have in my entire life. I just told them all in the last 5 minutes.
I feel like Xanax and coke would be a sort of a speedball, wouldn't it?
Well, what you do is you do the coke and then after you're done doing coke, you take the Xanax before you go to sleep because it mellows.
After you're done doing coke, you're still on coke.
Well, yeah, but like, you know, when you have that come down period, you know, where you feel like you're ego death or whatever, you're just out of it. You take the Xanax then, and it helps mellow you the fuck out from the sad ass depression of post coke.
I mean, I've heard that speedballs can be dangerous; that people die from them. Oh, I've never had a problem with it. I'm just, you know.
Yeah, I don't recommend any of this, by the way. Like, don't take Xanax unless you're prescribed and your doctor knows exactly the doses you're taking and it helps you, all that shit. Hypothesis, he emailed the link to the Pumpkin Hill rap, by the way. Interesting.
So I wanted you to critique this rap first because it's...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know... this guy said it's his friend and that his friend thinks he's good at this and that we need to... give him a lethal dose of honesty here.
Oh, so this is his friend?
Yeah, this guy. I mean, it could be a lie for all I know, but
it's the person. I like to believe our fans would never lie to us.
Okay, well, here it is.
Okay, I'm trying to hit the pause button here. The guy's name is Kid Nothing. And yes. The song's name is Fart, Fart, Fart. Is it possible that this is bad? I don't think it's possible that this can be bad. It's fart, fart, fart.
Smells so foul, it could clear out a building. Chemical warfare against men, women, and children. No one can stop me when I'm tooting this. You can learn from the best, I'll take you under my tutelage. A legend, run these farts, call me too uncommon. Let it go too long, bro, pass me the shaman. Let it rip with all the strength that I can muster. Smells diabolical like a gallon of spoiled mustard. If the smell washed away, I'm sorry to infringe.
Okay, the rap is fucking terrible, right? But as I called it...
In the 80s, it would be... if it was the 80s, it would be a great...
In the 80s, if this would have came out in the 80s, people might have been like, this is the future of rap. They might not know. The rap is terrible, but, I mean, the lines are fucking great. I'm sick in the head, right? I laugh at every fart joke ever. I laugh at every fart. If a baby farts, I'm laughing. If an old man farts, I'm laughing.
What about if Dusty's owner is farting?
Yeah, it was funny. He's funny. I'm a fart connoisseur. Not in the smell of it. I don't like sniffing them, but I love a well-timed, you know? I really think farts are funny as hell. I'll every time I pee, I swear, every time I take a piss in a public urinal,
you fart.
I always fart.
Oh, damn
and
it.
Every time I fart, you're that guy. Every time I fart when I'm in a public urinal pissing, and every time I snicker.
You fart and then you laugh.
I don't laugh
you
out laugh loud at every time, for but farting. I do snicker. I'm like, motherfucker. Because there's always someone there that hears it, you know? I can't help it. And this guy rhymed the fucking word tutelage. It's like so bad. It's not good. He just referenced Tutankhamun. These are the most dad joke fart
my
jokes ever.
My stomach is hurting, ready to extract revenge. Smells worse than the whole state of Kentucky. And chokes more people than the bride of Chucky. People yell at me, what the heck and heck? Wonder what type
what the
of
heck
madness
heck?
I try to ingest.
How can
not
I hate this?
Not the manure wants to side with me. It smells like something died inside of me. Fart, 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 fart.
Here's the chorus.
It's horrible.
YouTube just forced everyone to have to refresh again.
Press F, pay respects. It's a horrible, horrible song, but I'm not mad at it at all.
Fart, 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 fart.
I'm not mad at it. It's about farts. Some guy paid $5 to say, oh God, this rap sucks. Some guy, you're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. This rap sucks. Fart, but fart, it's farts.
Fart, fart, farty, fart, fart. Fart, 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 fart. I'm the master. When it comes to wind breaking, the heavens start to moving and the earth gets a shaking.
So bad.
Forget about sun flares. This is the real problem. It messes up satellites. It's a global phenomenon.
Ah, why are you trying to rhyme phenomenon with problems? Stop. Stop.
See, you don't like it.
I don't like the rap at all, but I'm smiling because of farts. It's sick in the head. This is the way I am. This is the way I'm built. I will always laugh at farts. Always.
You will always.
Always.
You must. For always. All eternity, laugh at farts.
You should cover this song, Billy.
Yep.
Do it right.
Yeah. Right? Show us the way it needs to be done.
Nice trap beat.
Then I let one go right from my rear. The smell itself is so confusing. Even people in LA would call it air pollution. I've been busy baking up some brown clouds. Even boat horns don't sound this loud. Which number on the Richter scale does this one denote? Hit the deck while I hit the brown note.
No!
Denote.
Everything about this is horrible except the content, the subject matter, man. Fuck.
You're reaching.
What do you mean I'm reaching? It's farts, Ben. I didn't choose to live the fart life. The fart life lives in me. When I was a little kid, someone ripped a big one and it stunk up the room. And I looked around as everybody turned away in disgust. And I thought, this is great. The power of a butthole is amazing. Never since then, I've respected the fart, dude. I can't help it. Okay. It's a cloud of destruction that clears out areas. It's a silent killer that's worse than malaria.
I feel like he just doesn't understand how to rap, you know? Someone who knew how to rap could actually probably rap this properly.
Yeah, maybe I can get the lyrics and a nice beat from Hannibal. And we can try and ride this. I'll take all his lyrics and try and make this a actual song.
It clears out areas. It's a silent killer that's worse than malaria. That's right, bro. And nothing can scare me. Come around me, better
so confused
bring some
right
canaries.
Now. Come around me, better bring some canaries.
Yeah, like some canaries in a coal mine.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I get it.
This is like.
That was pretty good.
I'm not mad at a lot of this content wise, but I am fucking. The delivery is garbage. Like, it's like he's going for a rap, but it came out a fucking wet shirt. This is not good at all. But I can't help but smile a little bit.
Yeah.
I can't.
Okay.
I can't help
it. All right. That's fine. All right, what's this? What is this?
It's random. The angel from hell.
You've got my attention, random.
Conscious awareness, I'm a disaster, so cashmere. Dark philosophical dystopian comedy actor. Weird loner, reject outcast now as a rapper. Ridiculous nonsensical plot script rehasher. I'm the punchline to the joke of life. The inner monologue you all wish you could hide. Everything ugly about yourself you try to disguise. Laugh as I enlightenment you try to deny. They say believe
social
me,
rap
but then they're scared to die. They say they want love, but then they'll always fight.
Social rap pose.
Social rap pose.
They say they want peace, but they'll divide to be right. Because they don't truly want that, they lie on sight. It's why only after tragedies they're nice. It's why they're religious, but no forgiveness and vice. It's why they protest with the same oppressors thrice. Because they had no compassion or sincerity in their eyes. There's no good or evil,
it's random.
There's no truth or lie,
it's random.
There's no real or unreal,
it's random.
There's no god or devil.
It kind of reminds me of an Onision song, to be honest.
It's so deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is what happens when you don't have the balls to cut yourself.
There's no good or evil,
it's random.
There's no truth or lie,
it's random.
There's no real or unreal,
it's random.
There's no god or devil,
it's random.
Humans don't think for themselves, they're followers. Cowards of fear, anger, blaming as their swallowers. They're fake, egocentric, hypocritic, two-faced hollowers. If you wonder why I don't mind watching them die, fuck all of them.
Yeah, I'm gonna go out and say it. This is the type of cringe rap that you should be sending in. It's fucking terrible yeah. on every level.
Yes.
The 100% is balls. Yep. There's not one hard dick here. It's all balls. There's not a tiny little clit dick poking out from above the balls. This yeah. is a pussy above a pair of balls.
People are saying he looks like Steve Jobs.
What? I don't get that.
He looks like a wizard.
Dude, when
yeah, this is the wizard that was gang stalking the other motherfucker earlier.
When our fucking stream went offline, it fucking like took our viewers all the way down into the 400s. And we were in the high 600s, and now it's just starting to recover a little bit.
Well,
fuck that shit.
I don't know. It's telling me there's 544 right now, and I gotta say, if everybody wants to refresh again so it plays another ad for you, if you're on the Brave
no,
browser,
no.
Don't do that. I'm joking. But that's what happens. Every time they fucking shut the stream down, you gotta watch another ad. So thank you, YouTube, for that sweet money.
You want to read a book? I got a good book for you. You want to read it?
Oh my
Is your mama a hip-hop llama?
Is your mama a llama?
No. There's no way.
That kid's like, I don't want to fucking sit here. Stop.
I like it.
Is that Vince Lama. Russo?
Is your mama a llama?
Bro.
Is your mama a llama? Is it your mama?
Is your mama a llama? I asked my friend Dave. No, she is not, is the answer Dave gave. She hangs by her feet and she lives in a cave. I do not believe that's how llamas behave.
You know you're going to age me, right? I'm gonna get aging lines on my face from all the cringing
all the
I do.
All the frowning?
Yeah, dude, it's not fair. I'm pretty as fuck. I shouldn't have frown lines and brow lines and shit. Up until I started this
People
show.
People are saying this is the best one so far.
Well, honestly, it is the best one so far, minus the farts being funny as shit. But this is still cringy as hell. Her bling is the Mardi Gras beads she got 10 years ago from showing her chi-chis to a group of fucking frat boys.
Oh my
boys.
God.
It's a rosary.
I think that your mama sounds more like a bat.
Yo, I think you're right about that. Yo, she sounds like a bat. Yo, I think you're right about that. Yo.
He's got like Hulk Hogan colored camouflage.
Yeah, this gentleman is part of the problem.
A llama, I asked my friend Fred. No, she is not, is what Freddy said. She has a long neck, white feathers and wings. I don't think a llama has all of those things. Oh, I said, you don't need to go on.
English isn't his first language.
Why are you saying that?
Well, you can tell by the way he's rapping. It's always my favorite when it's a cringe rap of somebody whose English isn't their first language. Because he's actually doing better than most of them. Because usually it's really off. Like, there's a weird cadence, desolation. I like this guy more than his dumbass wife, and
oh
I didn't
God.
Expect
must
that.
Must be a swan. Yeah,
yeah. You don't need to go on.
Yeah, yeah.
She must be a swan.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need to go on.
Yeah.
The baby's a better rapper than both of them. 100% sure. The okay. baby's got bars.
Mama, a llama? I asked her friend Jane. No, she is not, Jane politely explained. She grazes on grass and she likes to say, ooh, I don't think that is what a llama would do. Oh, I said, I understand now. I think that your mama must be a cow.
Yeah, yeah, I understand.
She
it
said
now.
It. I
yeah,
didn't.
Yeah.
I think she's a cow.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand it now.
Yeah.
Is your mama a llama? I asked my friend Clyde. No, she is not. It's
not Clyde. Never mind. He's not better than her. I was mistaken. I was mistaken for one moment.
How about this? You're gonna love this one.
I lose shit. With it. Sitting here with my fam. You know what I'm saying?
We're gonna lay it down.
Is this the Boys Suck Club?
You're going around telling everyone that you're mad at me, saying that you hate the Menties and all my family. Man, there's just too much animosity. You just can't overcome the fact that I'm a young white man growing up your hood stacking G's. Smoke down's not a tease. I'm one of those bitch ass honkies. I'm a baller, not a staller. I'm surrounded every day by top notch hoes. I never have to pay them, take off their clothes. I'm a lay low ass rider. I'm not a rough rider. I was born a raisin.
He's in the bed of his truck with the dope trailer hitch on top.
Yep.
With his buds. Not just his friends, but his actual buds. He's got the Cheech and Chong t-shirt hung up behind him to show a little bit of his bling that he's rolling with. He bought that at their live show. Hasn't worn it because it's his most prized possession. And he got hoes and he never has to pay for them. That's how you know this guy's legit.
Is it because of the rings? Is that how you know
those
he's
those
legit?
Hot Topic fucking clearance sale rings?
Yeah.
And he takes these hoes that he never has to pay for back to his fucking tractor trailer travel truck.
The streets of Waterloo has a motherfucking insider.
You said start up a gang sign.
Yeah.
It's the gang stalking sign.
Who's never getting tired, tweaking, creeping, doing all the drugs that keep us wired. Now we're all full of hatred and ready to kill just like poisonous spiders.
Look at the guy in the middle. Look at him. Like, what the fuck?
I'm an impossible buyer. These two best pigs must think that I'm tired. Right from the jump, I knew that he was wired. There's another cop that I have to kill. I shot him in his chest, sat back, watched his fucking blood spill. Punk-ass snitch, you tried to bust the wrong stay strong click. Amen. You're nothing but a punk-ass liar. Now you got your feet stuck in cement with your throat slit and your dick sewn in your mouth with spider wire. You better believe.
Is he spitting?
A little bit, yeah.
What the fuck?
Then my truth put it down. We spent all day slaying.
The guy in the middle just looks like so pissed off, but he's not even moving.
I feel like those guys might be the type to cut your dick off and sew it into your mouth with spider wire, though.
Maybe
I should stop talking shit about their homeboy here.
This was your town till we started to clown. Now,
isn't this the one guy that you hate watching?
Is it?
You know what I'm talking about, right?
What, your town's no longer your town. It's my town. Rumor has it, my cousin Slip told me that you're talking shit.
Don't I hate watching literally every fucking person on here? And yeah, that does look like Danny Trejo back there.
I'm at your crib, my whole motherfucking clique. I park my forerunner all up in your mama's grass. I'm watching her cry as my truths beat your family's ass. Click, click, oh shit, what's that noise? What's that sound? It's my Tech 9 coffin, throwing up shells.
He's going to fucking do a drive-by on your ass, Billy the Fridge, for talking shit.
I'm sorry, man. He's not as bad as most cringe rappers, but I don't know. I hope that his ability to murder is as made up as his ability to pull hoes for no money. Because nobody's believing that one.
All over the ground. I stopped shooting so I can look around. There's no one left standing. There's no one else coming up to me demanding. On their backs is how they all landed. 150 shells.
Man, this guy's great.
Yeah, you're scared, Ben. You won't tell him.
You should open for him.
Fuck you. You should open your mouth for him. He gets hoes for no money.
For no money. What is this?
Guys, do this.
Okay, you want to start it? Crown of Lodge G, smoking fucking dark, yo. I be fucking off the fucking chronic and the smarts, yo. I just fucking got the fucking brain in my heart, cause I just get them bitches like them motherfuckers start, what? I just get it back, fucking kick it till the end, yeah. I just do the shit, now. I don't do friends, but I just make friends with the motherfucking money.
I make friends with money.
Don't let people record this shit. Damn. Mm-hmm. This is awful.
Yeah, it's not that bad, dude. He's sitting in his room with his friends having a smoking little freestyle weed session. It's just what dumb buddies do.
Yeah.
This isn't as bad as the fucking mom and dad reading Your Mama's a Llama in rap form. That was fucking terrible. It's not as bad as the Hot Topic fucking Thomas the Twink Engine doing his rap. That was bad. This is just boring.
Okay. So say you, Billy. So say
you, Belfry.
I guess now we've got about, I don't know, like 20 minutes left, 30 minutes left in the show, something like that. I guess I'll open up the floor to questions for you.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. And I want to have them answered immediately.
Everybody in the Patreon chat, please give us some questions to answer. Like, honestly.
Yeah, you can ask reactor questions.
Yeah, you can ask Dusty questions, even though he's a bird that we've
decided can't talk. No.
Is this the first steps to being good? That's true, King Neckbeard. Sitting on a couch with your friends freestyle rapping is the first steps to being good. It's very true. What's your opinion on War of the Sparks, says Lord Jamarcus.
What is that?
For those of you that don't know, Lord of the Sparks is the brand new set in the Magic the Gathering the series of card sets. The collectible card game done by Wizards of the Coast. Not to be confused with the Wizards of Gangstock people. I actually haven't I haven't played any of it. I haven't followed much of it.
I'm glad you made that distinction.
At Anthony Fantano's show this Thursday that Ben and I went to, there were some guys who work for Wizards of the Coast that were there. They came up and said what's up to me. It made me want to get back into Magic, talking to those guys about Magic. So maybe I'll play a little bit of War of the Spark. It looks fun, though.
War of the Spark.
Yoda asked Dusty, are you a beautiful bird? Damn, nobody's ever asked Dusty if he was a beautiful bird before. Dusty.
Who asked that, Yoda?
Yeah, Dusty, are you a beautiful bird?
Is that Yoda?
A beautiful bird he is.
That thing on top of that cage with the feathers and the rosy cheeks and the big thing on top of its head, is that Yoda?
Is that Yoda?
Is that Yoda?
Yeah, Dusty Yoda, beautiful bird.
Any plans to have Anthony Fantano on the show soon? We'll see. Ever since he got faded from Fader, he's been afraid to join any obscure alt-right podcasts. And that's okay, though, because we're now not even obscure, and we're more all-right than alt-right.
Yeah.
We're an obscure all-right podcast.
Yep. I'm all-right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Any other questions, people in the chat?
I have a question for Reactor.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. No, go ahead. What's up?
Are you you ready for VidCon this year?
I am, but I didn't buy any of my tickets or plane tickets or anything yet.
Yeah, I haven't
bought. I am going, though. I plan on it.
I haven't bought any yet either. I'm going too, but I didn't plan shit out yet. I need to figure that out.
I'm going to wait till the last minute so the plane tickets are cheaper. That's how it works, right?
Pretty sure. Well, there's like a period of where it's like a month out where they do have the sweet spot, the best deals. It's like a month to 3 weeks out. So we're not quite there yet, but
VidCon tickets don't sell out, do they?
No, I don't think so.
Quaker Unreal Tournament. Oh man, is it like you mean like Quake 3? I liked Quake 3 Arena. I used to play that all the fucking time.
Yeah, I used to play it on N64. It was fun. Aaron Clown said, Billy, how's Casey Tron doing? Very well. I talked to her on a stream the other day, and she was going to the buffet. She was going to Golden Corral with a friend of hers. They were going to hog out on some all-you-can-eat. That's cool. Big fan of that. I wanted to go with them. Have you ever played Brutal Doom? What's Brutal Doom?
Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
That's from Lord Jamarcus, so it might be a card game? I don't know. I'll have to look into that. You got me over here thinking about nerd stuff when I wasn't prepared. What's Dusty's favorite game?
Angry Birds.
Damn it. Have you tried out Dusk yet, Ben?
No, I don't even know what that is. What's Dusk? What is it? Is it a first-person shooter? Never heard of it.
Quake 3, Crazy Taxi, GTA 3, Tony Hawk's 3, those were the best. Yeah, Tony Hawk.
I loved Crazy Taxi. Actually, I was playing that not too long ago. I need to get some more Dreamcast games. I used to play Crazy Taxi on my Dreamcast a lot. I have the Dreamcast out, I just never play it. Yeah, let's go make some crazy money.
Hop on in, play Crazy Taxi.
Yeah.
You gonna play the videos that Spec sent you guys? Every time Spec sends videos, they're usually just created to piss me off. So I don't know. I don't know if we'll play them or not. I don't know. No idea. I cut myself shaving. It looks like I have a fucking neck herpes or something. It looks like I have diabetes and my skin is eating itself. Yeah, I just cut myself shaving, though. Don't think I have diabetes, guys. Don't think I've been drinking too much Jägermeister.
I don't think anyone was thinking that.
I was thinking it, so I know somebody at home was thinking it, too.
It just sounds suspicious now, like you that might actually be what's going on.
I haven't heard of Flying Lotus. Maybe I should listen to them. Vegan Gains is a guest.
Yeah, that was haven't had him on in a long time.
Oh, Spec created them to piss Egghead off. Interesting. Grow that beard. I shaved myself because I didn't shave for like 4 or 5 days, and you could barely see my beard, and it pissed me off, so I shaved myself, and then I cut myself shaving. So now I'm like, should I just grow a stupid fucking peach fuzz garbage bastard not even testosterone. What's the female estrogen? Yeah, estrogen laden fucking pussy beard. I don't know, man. I was so mad. I can't grow a beard. It pisses me off.
I think you'd look weird with a beard.
Probably.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
I feel like I'm bloated recently too. Like, you know what? I'm a curmudgeon right now. I'm complaining about everything. The entire world is. It's crashing down on my shoulders. Not
I'm sorry.
Happy. Not
sorry
happy.
About that.
What's your favorite album, Reactor?
Album?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Taking Back Sunday.
I like Taking Back Sunday too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say one of their albums.
I saw them when the last time they came to Seattle.
Egghead. I've never seen them.
You haven't seen?
Oh no, I did see them. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Lollapalooza or something.
Okay.
Egghead,
but it was like a short set thing, you know.
Yeah, the festival set, which is
a Lollapalooza
shorter. I saw him at the Showbox.
Nice. Egghead said, "Billy, you gonna watch Detective Pikachu?" Yeah, I'll probably watch it twice because I'm sick in the head.
Actually, it was the Showbox Soto, I think.
I think I'm going to watch Detective Pikachu tonight with fucking Manny from the Cream Team, Sweet Cream Manny. It's going to be fun. Peek at you. Got him.
I can't believe you made it. You, like, revived the Cream Team.
Hell yeah, dude. How many times did you watch Avengers Endgame? Only twice. I have to go see it at least 3 more times because I watched Captain Marvel 4 times. And there's no reason why I watch Captain Marvel more than Avengers Endgame.
Wait, in the theaters, you went to Captain Marvel 4 times?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does this shit all the time. He sees shitty movies, like, multiple
well,
times.
Well, Onision... was it because you didn't understand what the movie was about? You didn't keep seeing it?
Yeah. No, I went... I had tickets bought for me. Onision bought me tickets to it.
Yeah, he not only did he go to see Captain Marvel, he went and saw it with Onision.
Yeah, but he bought the tickets for Sunday, and when Thursday rolled around, they were doing the pre-shows, I was like, man, I don't want to wait till Sunday. I need to know if this is good or not. And so I went to see it, and I was like, it's not as bad as I thought it would be. And then I went to see it with Onision. I was like, okay, I'm done watching this movie. But then I went out with this girl, and she was like, let's go see Captain Marvel. And I was like, okay, fuck it. And I saw it with her. And then my buddy was like, let's go to the movies. And I was like, okay. And he's like, I haven't seen Captain Marvel yet. And I was like, fuck. Okay, I'll watch it for a fourth time.
Really? Yeah. I don't think I'd be able to.
How many times did you see Blockers?
I saw Blockers 4 times.
Yeah.
So I'm tied for Blockers and Captain Marvel at 4-piece. That's why I have to see Endgame 3 more times.
That's crazy.
I have to. So I have 5. Plus, Disney has to make money off that fucking movie. Spirit's going to see Detective Pikachu tomorrow with her boyfriend? I won't spoil it for you. My friends and I always do movies on Saturday night, so we'll be seeing Detective Pikachu then. Yeah! I think Detective Pikachu is going to be a pretty decent film if you're into Pokemon. And even if you're not, I heard it was... It's got Ryan Reynolds, man. It's fucking Deadpool, dude. It's going to be good, dude.
So, I think we're going to wrap it up. Before we wrap it up, wanted to remind everyone we're going to do the post show. It's for patrons only. $10 patrons and above. $10 subscribe star. Or being a member of this channel, you can click the join button below and you'll get the post show too.
Goat Dude asks, does a straw have one hole or two holes? That's a really good question. I'm going to say one hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, one.
That's mind-blowing. Because you think about it, you think two holes right off the bat, right? Was I the only one that was like, wait, no, it's not two holes. It's one hole.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Endgame's definitely going to beat out Avatar for highest grossing movie of all time. Especially if all of us go watch it five times like I plan
Fuck
to do.
Fuck that.
How many times have you seen it, Ben?
I haven't seen it.
What? You went and saw Shazam!
Yeah.
Shazam was good.
Shazam was better than I thought. I saw it high first, and I was so mad at it. Because I was like, why is everybody so mean? The fucking the kid bullies hit a cripple kid. They hit a cripple kid with their truck, and then because they hit the cripple kid with their truck, they get out and they beat him up. I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is so over the top. Fucking,
that's what bullies do.
I mean, there are some terrible bullies that are capable of that
another,
shit.
Another point, the bullies are on a fucking carousel spinning wheel, you know, because bullies love to go to the carnival, and they're on the fucking Ferris wheel, and at the top of the Ferris wheel, the one spits off the side, and what does he say? I hit a baby! Nobody spits on babies and then brags about it. It was so over the top. It was so over the top. I was so mad at that. And then the fucking the bad guy's dad and brother were so over the top mean. Like, they didn't earn the level of mean these guys were. Like, I didn't care about them because they were so over the top cartoonish mean. But I was really high when I saw it. I was so high when I saw it. It pissed me off. I was like, why are they so mean? Why?
So, we're going to end the show right now. We will see you guys on Saturday. We're probably going to be a little later than usual on Saturday. Just so you know. But, yeah, we'll be back on Saturday. Who are the guests? Hannibal and Monty? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hannibal and Monty. And private show tomorrow. You guys should become patrons and watch tomorrow's private show.
And we're all stars next in the post show?
Yeah. We're going to go do patrons? The post show. So, yeah, thanks for being on the show, Reactor.
Yeah, good catching up with you. I'm going to have to hang out with you at VidCon. I don't know if you got big plans or anything, but we should do like at least one meetup where we beat up somebody.
You know where you're going to stay already?
Not yet, yeah. So I need to figure that out. So I'll figure something out. I don't know. I might talk to you about that. Let's see what area you're going to be in.
Yeah. I'll see if we have room. Maybe cool. We do.
Yeah. I talked to Rusty a little bit, and he said that there was some room at one point, but I don't know if that changed. We'll figure everything out, right?
Yeah.
We'll all be best friends again. I'm excited for VidCon, though. It's always fucking hella fun kicking it with people like yourself, Reactor. So I'm looking forward to doing that again.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Yeah. See you guys. Bye.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.